Well, again, welcome to the program. We're here with the promise from Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Now, we've quoted this verse for a long time. I got to look on this morning and say, I wonder what the verse before that says. Be a good idea to study the whole chapter of Isaiah 40. But the verse before it, verse 30, says, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fail, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We're living in perilous times, and we have some reason sometimes to get nervous about what's going on in this crazy world. But songwriter has written a hymn, Be Still My Soul. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. Selah means stop and think about that. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. The phrase be still is in the Bible 7 times. Interesting. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Be still, my soul. The Lord is on thy side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide, and every change he faithful will remain. Be still, my soul. Thy best, thy heavenly friend, through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. I've read the last chapter. Turns out pretty good for us who know Christ as our Savior. Sing along with this message and song. It'll bless your heart. Be still, my soul.